This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging support of the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
American vehicle manufacturers announced plans to remove AM radio from new electric vehicles. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act in Congress would prevent that from happening. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talked about the importance of AM radio.
AM radio is important for all America because farmers, ranchers, and rural residents rely on it as a source of weather, commodity, and national farm policy updates. Access to radio is critically important for America's producers, especially in times of emergency. For those who work mostly out in the open, often miles from home, response time is critical. Members need a reliable form of communication to access critical information during those times.
Buckman says auto manufacturers previously cast doubt on the future of AM radio, but Congress is considering a legislative fix.
Last year, several automakers announced they had removed or planned to remove broadcast AM radio receivers from EVs due to interference generated by electric batteries. Ford Motor Company even went so far as to claim they were removing AM radio from all vehicles. They later reversed that decision. They are considering legislation that would require the Department of Transportation require automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in their new vehicles at no additional charge.
Farmers and ranchers are encouraged to get involved in the push to keep AM radio available in rural America.
If farmers and ranchers want to ensure AM radio remains available in their vehicles, I would encourage everyone to reach out to their lawmakers in the U.S. House and Senate to urge support for the AM Radio in Every Vehicle Act.
For more information or to get involved in the advocacy effort, visit fb.org/action-alert. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.